Hey, we're back on with John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling and talking a little bait and auk right now. First of all, thanks for great information earlier this hour about the ice conditions, access, the amount of smelt in the bay. And I want to go back to the story about the lake trout and the brown trout that were caught full of smelt. Well, we don't know the lake trout because it was so big it wouldn't fit through the hole. But do you know what they hooked those on?
The lake trout came on a tip-up with a dead smelt. Then the brown, the guy was jigging with a Swedish pimple. He didn't say color or size, but he said he thought he had a nice walleye till he saw the beautiful color underneath the hole. So he was a little excited.
Well, I think that kind of solidifies our speculation that they're in there for the smelt for sure.
Right.
All right, let's go back to the walleye real quick. What's been hot around the bay? Because I heard Sunday was a slammer. And then things slowed down quite a bit with this pressure system coming in. So what do you think is working on the walleye?
You know, shiver minnows, jig and wraps, that's kind of downsized. So number 2.5 or 2 in the shiver minnow and number 7, and some guys are doing real well on the smaller 5, jig and wraps. And it's been a variety of colors, you know, the green tiger UV in the jig and wrap along with the pearl white. And the glow white has been working good. And then shiver minnow, you know, your purple zit, Joe's glow, anything with that predominant white in it has been working real well.
Yet again, more evidence that they're chasing those smelt. Let's go to the perch now. I heard that slowed down quite a bit, but are you hearing about any mixed perch in with the walleye in spots?
Yes. A lot of guys are saying that perch and walleye have been running together. And over the last couple of days with this high-pressure system we got in, it kind of shut down the good-sized fish. Yesterday, I had a few reports of 8-10 being caught, but they're all real nice, and they said you had to work for them. Perch have been just like years past. One day you'll do good on wigglers with a little jig. Other days it's minnows. So when you go out, just make sure you got plenty of variety of bait to cover them if they're not biting what you have.
And you know that this cycle will turn back around and things will, you know, turn back on eventually here to full speed after we kind of stabilize, which looks like it's going to happen at the end of this week if you've looked at the weather.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Well, let's finish up with this whitefish report. It's obviously kind of dependent on the whitefish being in the right spot right now because you can't fish everywhere in Little Bay to Knock yet. The ice just isn't quite safe enough, but it sounds like off of Gladstone, where they do well on the whitefish, they are starting to see them, huh?
Yes, they are. I know I had a couple friends that thought they had big walleye down there until they dropped their camera and saw a school of whitefish. Unfortunately, with that pressure front, they couldn't get them to go.
Yeah.
But then back to Saturday, had a gentleman who caught 4 beautiful whitefish, jigging, of all things, for walleye.
You just never know, do you?
No, you don't.
John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling. We look forward to talking to you every week, so I hope to catch up with you again next week.
Absolutely, Adam. Thank you.
This is The Outdoor Show.